You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms, 99 cent coffee anytime. Stephanie's from Worcester. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How
hey,
are you?
Girl.
We're doing pretty good. Pretty good. So I was reading here you are an ABA therapist. What does that mean?
So I work with students who have autism. So it's called applied behavioral analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a different way of teaching them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So you're wicked smart, but you listen to this show.
I'm not wicked smart, but...
Yes, you
she's
are.
Humble.
She does God's work every day. She needs to, you know, every once in a while have a little giggle, and that's why she's
that's
here.
That's true. Yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Stephanie?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. I'm going to give you $100. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio into that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 2,429 wins, only 212 losses. She's been on a little bit of a run. It's been a couple of weeks since she lost a game. Question number one. Former Price is Right host Bob Barker has been hospitalized for the second time in a month with severe back pain.
Oh, man.
He is 94 years old. On The Price is Right, when your name is called to play the game, what does the announcer say?
So-and-so, come on down.
Question number two. Ron Perlman says he won't work in Georgia now that gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has conceded. Perlman formerly played a giant, red, half-demon superhero in two movies. What's his name?
No clue.
Question number three. Actor Joel McHale, turning 47 today, he hosted what show on E! From 2004 to 2015?
Soup or something? I don't know.
This is so close.
I have no idea.
What are you at for us?
Soup. I don't know. Entertainment soup. I don't. I'm totally blanking.
Sorry.
I can't give it to her, can I?
No.
Put a word in front of it.
No.
Dan says put a word in front of soup.
Pea soup? That's the one? That's the word you're going with? Pea?
I think she said E.
Pea soup.
Question number four.
Pea soup is delicious.
In its third week of release, the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, is now the second highest grossing music biopic ever. Which one is at the top? The Doors, Walk the Line, or Straight Outta Compton?
Walk the Line.
Question number five. Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz says his cat flooded and destroyed his five-story home while he was away.
Evil.
Cats are mean.
What was the name of the dad on Malcolm in the Middle, played by Bryan Cranston?
Oh, God.
P.
Ted. I don't know.
Ted. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you rocking out to there, Kennedy?
Little Jesus Jones right here, right now.
Oh, I do like that one.
That's a little bop right there.
That is a summer bop. You mix that into like...
I feel like you could have it all year long.
Yeah, like Jesus Jones into like Soup Dragons into Delight.
Oh my God, Soup Dragons.
That would be like a party for
me.
Oh,
I love them. Annie's like, who?
I have no idea
what
you guys
just said.
Dan's like, who? Dan always just looks at me with these eyes. And we know.
Stephanie got 2 out of 5.
Oh.
God. I was
giving her two?
I was not going to get a suit.
We're giving her two?
Yeah, she got the first one, and she got the... Oh, she didn't
no
get
other
the
one.
Oh, okay. She got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Search! We're giving her two. It's
like, I really
are we just giving out presents? It's not Christmas yet.
You could. It's all right.
These are tough, Kennedy.
After
ready?
Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Question number one. Former Price is Right host Bob Barker has been hospitalized for the second time in a month with severe back pain. He's 94 years old. On The Price is Right, when your name is called to play the game, what does the announcer say?
Come on down.
Come on down.
Who are the next contestant? Rod, Price is
Rod
Right.
Roddy or whatever. Was
it
that
used to be. He's dead. Quite dead.
R.I.P. Rod.
Many.
Tied at one. Question number two. Ron Perlman says he won't work in Georgia now that gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has conceded. Perlman formerly played a giant, red, half-demon superhero in two movies. What is his
Hellboy.
Name? Hellboy. Hellboy is
correct. I love that freaking movie.
2 to 1. Question number three. Actor Joel McHale turns 47 today. He hosted what show on E! From 2004 to 2015?
The Soup.
The yes. soup.
Really?
Not pea soup. Oh soup or pea soup or...
Pea soup. I love pea soup.
3-1, question number 4. In its third week of release, the Queen movie Bohemian Rhapsody is now the second highest grossing music biopic ever. I said it both ways that time.
11.
One time I said biopic.
Troll.
One time I said... which
just
is the top,
under
Kennedy?
A bridge waiting.
Which is the top, Kennedy? The Doors, Walk the Line, or Straight Outta Compton?
Walk the Line was so good. I'm going to say Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
Crazy.
Name Ice Cube.
4-1. Question number 5.
Why'd you guys pause there?
Question number 5. Malcolm just in the Middle star, Frankie Muniz, says his cat flooded and destroyed his 5-story home while he was away.
Seems about right.
What was the name of the dad on Malcolm in the Middle, played by Bryan Cranston?
Oliver. I don't know.
You were close. Very close.
How? 4-1's final score.
Oliver was his middle name.
Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Stephanie, you don't get the cash, but I have a $100 gift card to Pearle Vision at the Kingston Collection in Kingston, Mass. Pearle Vision goes above and beyond to show how much they care by educating you about your eyes, helping you find the perfect designer frames, and talking straight about prices. So you enjoy that gift card, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you listening to the show. What do you
we
want to say?
We love you, girl.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Stephanie from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Jess is from Medford. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Mepha in the house.
Mepha.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Where are you going?
I go up to New Hampshire at my sister's house.
Mmm. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have to bring a dish?
I don't. My husband does.
Aha. That's what
driving?
I like to hear.
What is he bringing?
I'm not sure. Huh? But he cooks, I don't.
That's on him.
Right. Yeah, okay, on good. Him. Annie has a great green bean casserole recipe if he's interested.
No, I do. It's an amazing recipe. You just got to follow it.
Yeah. Jess, don't go rogue. Don't be me.
Jess, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right
she
than
said
Kennedy.
Nothing.
You score yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy, with 2,430 wins, only 212 losses. Question number 1. Rolling Stones announced a 13-city stadium tour of America in the summer of 2019. And yes, they will be playing at Gillette Stadium in June, I think it is. Mick Jagger, 75, and still getting after it on stage. Which band wrote the hit song Moves Like Jagger?
Maroon 5.
Question number 2. Michael Douglas will be on Stephen Colbert tonight. Who is he married to?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Question number 3. The Rock had a 100-piece sushi cheat meal on Sunday.
Oh, my God. I saw it on Instagram. It was insane.
Oh, my God.
How was that a cheat meal?
Did he eat all of it?
Yeah.
All 100 pieces?
It was crazy.
Jeez.
Crazy.
He watched a Netflix special about Johnny Cash while dining his rolls. Who was Cash's wife, played by Reese Witherspoon, in Walk the Line?
I have no idea.
Question number 4. Tyler Perry says Thanksgiving will be different this year because he stopped eating meat. Tyler's family will be trying tofurkey for the first time. What is the name of the Thanksgiving dish where a turkey is stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken?
Turducken.
Question number 5. Jaden Smith has doubled down on claims that rapper Tyler, the Creator, is his boyfriend.
Oh.
True or false, Jaden is the oldest of Will Smith's 3 children.
False.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I didn't think a turducken... Well, let me not say anything. He's coming back in. I think that was real.
Yeah, it's real.
Hmm. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have 3. Is that right?
Four.
Wow, you're killing it today, Carson.
Oh, that's right.
Well, she did get 3 right, but she also got 1 extra 1 right, too.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
Question number one. The Rolling Stones announced a 13-city stadium tour of America in the summer of 2019, and they are going to be playing at Gillette in June. Mick Jagger, 75 years old, still getting it, getting after it on stage. Kennedy, which band wrote the song Moves Like Jagger?
Maroon 5.
Tied at one. Question number two. Michael Douglas will be on Stephen Colbert tonight. Who is he married to?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, who is Stephen Colbert married to?
Mrs. Colbert.
There you go.
Question number three. The Rock had a 100-piece sushi cheat meal on Sunday. He watched a Netflix special about Johnny Cash while downing his rolls. Who was Cash's wife, played by Reese Witherspoon, in Walk the Line?
June Carter Cash.
3-2. Question number four. Tyler Perry says Thanksgiving will be different this year because he has stopped eating meat. They're going to be trying the tofurkey.
No, thank you.
What is the name of the Thanksgiving dish where a turkey is stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken?
Turducken.
4-3.
It just sounds majestic.
And if you add a ham in there, it's turduck-a-ham.
Jaden Smith has doubled down on claims that rapper Tyler, the Creator, is his boyfriend. True or false, Jaden is the oldest of Will Smith's three children. True or false?
True.
You should have falsed.
Should have falsed.
Is it Willow?
No, there's
Trey.
Trey, there's
that
an older
poor
son.
Poor other kid.
Yeah.
He's like the bonus Jonas.
One. The first one.
The first one.
Why?
Because he's not as obnoxious as the other
because
two.
Because no one knows who he is.
Because he's not
he
as
just goes about his life and
just,
you know,
he
just
lives his life as
a good member of society.
Just felt bad for him. Now it's like Rob Kardashian.
Tied at four. So, Kennedy, you get the win. Nice job. Jess, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, listen to this. I have a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. You can pre-order your fully cooked holiday dinner at Stop and Shop today. See store for details. So just let your husband, he doesn't have to do any work this year.
Awesome.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jess from Mented, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can try, but man,
I'm all right
you can't
with
beat
it.
Her. You ain't going to win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Amy is from Uxbridge. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
She's one of those early Christmas people.
Nope.
I know.
Already over Thanksgiving?
I am over Thanksgiving. I am ready for Christmas.
Yipes.
My sister-in-law put up her Christmas tree, I think, July 4th weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not there yet, but it will be up this weekend.
Well. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amy?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
We have a staging area in the house right now that's all Christmas decorations ready right after Thanksgiving to go up.
Like Friday morning?
I don't know. The wife's like, we can't do it before Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's
five
fine.
Trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie her, that is a loss for you. Kennedy with 2,431 wins, only 212 losses. Question number one. Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown says she is addicted to Cookie Crisp cereal.
Cool.
What is the name of the parallel universe in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
Question number two. Ralph Breaks the Internet releases tonight, 6 years after the original Wreck-It Ralph. Which actor, who has partnered up with Will Ferrell for some great comedies in the past, voices Ralph?
Oh, God. John C. Reilly?
Question number three. Fantastic Beasts 2 came out this weekend to the worst opening of the Harry Potter franchise in its history. Even though it made over $60 million. How many books are in the Fantastic Beasts series from J.K. Rowling?
Three?
Question number four. Former VP Joe Biden turning 76 today.
Love that man.
Which state did Joe represent in the Senate from 1973 to 2009?
Oh, my goodness. Delaware?
Question number five. Tom Brady says he has no plans to host SNL again. I'm basically on a reality TV show every Sunday afternoon for 3 hours, so I feel like I'm on TV enough.
I'm good.
Thanks.
It's true. What is the name of the healthier alternative candy company that he promotes?
Oh my God. It's like some kind of natural, unreal.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You could be the best contestant to have ever stumbled into answers I've ever heard.
To use a football analogy, she fumbled into that one.
Yes.
All of them. It's incredible. Kennedy, Amy sounded like she should have gotten a suit. She got 4 out of 5 right.
Wow. Well played.
Oh. she's shocked.
She's shocked by
much to her chagrin.
Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown says she is addicted to Cookie Crisp cereal.
Hmm. And crack cocaine.
What is the name of the parallel universe in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
Tied to one. Question number two. Ralph Breaks the Internet releases tonight, 6 years after the original Wreck-It Ralph. Which actor, who has partnered up with Will Ferrell in some great comedies in the past, voices Ralph?
John C. Reilly?
Question number three. Fantastic Beasts 2 came out this weekend to the worst opening of the Harry Potter franchise in history.
Really?
Even though it made $60 million.
Oh, I see.
How many books are in the Fantastic Beasts series from J.K. Rowling?
2, 3, 4, 6. One.
One is correct.
Is that right? Yes. Oh, they made it into two. Ah!
They're just making it up.
Tied at two. Question number four. Former VP Joe Biden, turning 76 today. Which state did he represent in the Senate from 1973 to 2009?
Delaware.
Delaware. Delaware.
I'd like to thank Salt for that answer.
You're kind of special. You're really special. You're kind of special to me.
I like that song.
That's amazing.
That was the old Delaware, like, tourism ad commercials from back in the 80s.
Big tourism industry in Delaware.
How have you been here this long and we have not heard
that
song?
I tried to find it before on the internet. I couldn't find it.
That's miraculous.
Delaware. Delaware. You're kind of special. You're really special.
I'm going to get a video of Salt doing that and place it for you guys because it's amazing.
Cool. Kennedy, going to the final question, which Jamie got correct. All right. Tom Brady says he has no plans to host SNL again. I'm basically on a reality TV show every Sunday afternoon for 3 hours, so I feel like I'm on TV now.
Wow, Tom.
Kennedy, what is the name of the healthier alternative candy that he promotes?
Unreal. That was a nail biter right there.
Kennedy, nice job. I'm sorry, Amy, you don't get the win, but I do have a $100, or no, what am I doing here? Oh, I've got the 4-pack of tickets to Broadway's number one holiday hit, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. It's going to be at the Box Center Wang Theater, November 28th through December 9th. Tickets are on sale right now at boxcenter.org, but you've got 4 of them for free, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, I am Amy from Oxbridge, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.